You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Today we're going to be talking public policy and you. And we have on our broadcast the BGCO's public affairs consultant, Heidi Wilburn. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the broadcast. Now, one of your chief responsibilities relates to the Oklahoma Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Could you describe for our listeners who may not be familiar, what is the ERLC?
ERLC is basically the eyes and ears for Oklahoma Baptist. We just kind of watch moral and critical issues that affect Christian life and keep Oklahoma Baptist informed.
That's a good description, and it is connected to, in some sense, the national SBC ERLC with Richard Land, which engages in public policy and research and issues.
Yes, Dr. Land basically oversees our national issues. Our commission, our Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission out of Nashville, and Barrett Duke in Washington, D.C., oversee the public affairs that relate to us nationally. ERLC, the Oklahoma chapter, does statewide, and then we encourage Oklahoma Baptist associations to do more local issues on the city level and within their counties.
That's wonderful. And one of your signature events has become Rose Day. What is Rose Day? When is it coming up? And what is it all about?
Rose Day is our pro-life rally. While we don't rally with signs and on the steps of the Capitol, it's a time for Oklahoma pro-life citizens to let their voices be heard for the sanctity of human life. We allow the legislators to come and be a part of that. We recognize pro-life legislators at the rally itself. This year's event, or this upcoming pro-life rally, is February 8th, 2012. Registration begins at 9:30 in the fourth floor rotunda, and at 11:45 the rally will begin in the House chambers, and we also have the Senate chambers for overflow. Abby Johnson is our speaker this year. She was the former Planned Parenthood director who witnessed an ultrasound, an abortion being done on an ultrasound, and literally saw the baby fighting for its life, and later resigned and has joined the pro-life front.
Wow. That's going to be a powerful event. I've been to Rose Day, it seems like a number of years in a row, and it's just a powerful time of connection. Of course, the sweet-smelling aroma of the roses in the Capitol is wonderful, too.
We always say it's the best-smelling day at the Capitol, but it is a time, a critical time for pro-life citizens to get in front of their legislators, presenting them with a red rose for the sanctity of human life. And there'll be some pieces of legislation significantly that we want those legislators to pay special attention to and prayerfully consider their support of those legislation that we feel like will impact the life of the unborn.
And we're seeing the fruit from that. Oklahoma has become one of the safest places for the unborn. And I take my hat off to Heidi and so many others who have just given their time and prayer toward this wonderful event. I want to turn our attention to maybe some other issues that the ERLC might deal with, and then open up a discussion on one emphasis I've heard about on human trafficking. Could you talk generally, what are some typical issues, and then let's narrow in on human trafficking?
ERLC always focuses in on the big items on the agenda as far as pro-life. Gambling, alcohol, those things are always at the heart of Oklahoma Baptist because we feel like it really deteriorizes and attacks the family and affects people, Christians in general, but all of Oklahomans. Significant issues that we've dealt with recently is human trafficking. We've also done a foster care and adoption emphasis to just bring attention and awareness to the critical need for foster families and adoptive families in our state. With over 8,000 children in DHS custody, there's a huge need for that attention. Human trafficking, everything kind of is just this intertwined mess, if you will, where everything is just connected by evil. And we are even seeing human traffickers becoming foster parents and getting in under the radar with their background checks and things. And then once children are placed in their home, now this is very, you know, not as common, but we are seeing it. But children are being placed in their homes and then they traffic them. They flee. A lot of people don't realize how prevalent human trafficking is in our state. It's a dire need for awareness, to educate our children, for citizens to become aware and educate themselves on signs of human trafficking, not only sex trafficking, but labor trafficking. Bullying, in a way, is human trafficking. There are several forms of a person being trafficked and human exploitation.
And the statistics I've seen just blow you away and prick your conscience to want to do something, to pray. And I think the ERLC offers an excellent avenue for energetic Baptists and other Christians and people in general to get involved. You mentioned the ERLC is responsible for initiatives relating to promoting good citizenship, the gambling issue, anti-pornography. But this one of human trafficking has just really hit home. I believe at the women's event, it became a focal point. There's an article, if you go to BaptistMessenger.com, about that. Heidi, I want to thank you for your work and everything you do for the convention. And on behalf of Oklahoma Baptists, you are a real champion for wonderful virtues and values, and we just appreciate you.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for having us on. We welcome the opportunity and to learn more about what's going on in our ministries and how we're fighting a lot of these issues. Just come to the website at bgco.org.
Great. And your church, too, can be involved with an ERLC. You can have your own chapter and get involved. And this is something together, if we band to do, we can see positive change in America and expand the kingdom of God to His glory. Again, we're talking to Heidi Wilburn, who is a public affairs consultant with the BGCO and also is heading up our ERLC efforts. Thanks for listening to today's Messenger Insight. You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program in the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit BaptistMessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.